Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating this neurologic report on patient Charles King, K-I-N-G. Address is 3856 County Road, and then letter capital S, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-865-2636. ID is XXX-XXX-6769. Date of birth, August 25, 1942, 79-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare. Pharmacy is Raley's-Notre Dame, 530-895-0895. It's addressed to Dr. James Corona, C-O-R-O-N-A, M-D, 203 Walker Street, Suite 2, Orland, California, 95963, phone 530-865-6430, fax 530-865-6438. The clinical indication, neurological reevaluation in continuity of care, subparagraph, previous history and findings, suspicious for possible Parkinsonism, subparagraph, previous reports of, quote, brain fog, comma, confusion, comma, history of possible stroke. Dear Dr. Corona, thank you for referring Mr. Charles King for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Charles was seen initially on December 9th. With a clinical history somewhat suspicious for Parkinsonism, symptoms of ataxia with sudden turning, comma, as you may remember, he was previously seen and evaluated by Dr. Matthew Merliss, M-E-R-L-I-S-S, who has retired. New paragraph. Dr. Merliss's notes. And your kindly provided evaluation and notes show a number of difficulties, including some symptoms of Parkinsonism with ataxia, comma, sleep apnea, dash, treated, comma, diabetes with variable control, comma, history of lower extremity weakness, and possible back dysfunction. New paragraph. His laboratory testing in October showed a hemoglobin A1C of 8.3 with relatively normal blood count and chemistry panels. New paragraph. The initial brain MR imaging study also to request in August of 2021, did not show evidence of a cerebral hemorrhage, although there were some patchy areas of white matter ischemia. Incidental findings showed intracranial internal carotid artery atherosclerotic changes, comma, brain volume loss with some hippocampal atrophy, and possibly some patchy sinusitis. New paragraph. Following his examination here with a history of cognitive decline and impairment, I completed a high-resolution 3D brain neuroquant imaging study on January 14, 2022, which was highly abnormal. Subparagraph. While there was some slight progression of his microangiopathic ischemic changes, there was additional progression of ventricular dilatation, however, not necessarily due to hydrocephalus. There was additional progression of a concavity to the roof of the midbrain, raising a suspicion for possible underlying progressive supranuclear palsy. New paragraph. Today, he remains relatively well communicative and able to arise from a chair with a push-off and ambulates with a festinating gait. New paragraph. I did not see difficulty with vertical gaze. New paragraph. There is substantial hippocampal volume atrophy greater than 2 standard deviations. New paragraph. In review of the entirety of the neuroquantitative brain imaging, he has diffuse brain degeneration with secondary ventricular dilatation, comma, cortical atrophy as well, and substantial atrophy in both hippocampi, all consistent with progressive degenerative dementia. New paragraph. On his clinical examination today, he remains relatively functional despite all these findings. New paragraph. In consideration of this, these evaluations and following our discussion today, I am initiating him on donazepil beginning at 5 milligrams, increasing to 10 milligrams daily. New paragraph. I'm giving him a trial of carbidopa-levodopa 25-100 to take 3 times a day. New paragraph, I'll see him back for reevaluation, reassessment, considering adjustment of his treatment regimen. New paragraph, eventually we may need to do some additional laboratory testing. New paragraph, nevertheless, he has substantial evidence of severe progressive cerebral degeneration for which his ultimate prognosis is poor in my signature.